Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pella Christian is working to retire some debt on their new facilities in a very innovative way. Let's go in depth with Maury Blankenspor, Bryce Arkema, and Brent Pearson with the Pella Christian Finance Committee. Now, Maury, I read the other day in the Pella Christian newsletter that a farmer, actually several farmers, had donated grain to Pella Christian to help pay for the renovations, for the new buildings, rather. And I thought that was a pretty neat deal. Could you tell us about it?
Well, let me just start by saying that since we moved to this new campus 4 years ago, actually 4 years ago this coming January, 2008, we continue to pay off the debt that we have on this campus. As you know, we moved from our old campus at 307 Jefferson in 2008, and since that time, we've been so blessed by this facility, by having this facility available to us. We have all our classrooms here, and all our outdoor athletic complex is now complete. And one of the things that we have sensed is that people feel that now everything is finished and ready and being used, and so they assume that it must all be paid. But that isn't the case. We've come a long ways, and we hope to finish that up within the next 6 months to a year. We hope to get the rest of the debt paid on the campus. So you mentioned the grain possibility. We've always put that out there in front of our farming community that one of the ways to donate is by donating grain at this time of the year. And so as we talked about earlier, last week we got a call that a farmer had brought 1,000 bushels of corn to his local co-op and said, this loads for Pella Christian debt reduction. And we just think that's a wonderful way to help retire the debt along with other things that people are doing and other cash gifts and stock gifts and so forth.
Well, and I thought that was really pretty cool. And it's interestingly, to me, it appears sort of spiritual when you go straight from the earth to the grain to the donation. Is that how it strikes you too, or is that just me?
Well, I don't know if we necessarily thought about it that way, although that's interesting you bring it up, because where we are sitting right now was a cornfield. In fact, our first donations came from the corn that was produced and harvested on this 43-acre plot of land. We had some farmers who donated the seed, some who donated the harvesting. In fact, I have a jar in my office with some of that grain that was left on the ground when they put it in the wagons to haul it to town. I grabbed up a couple handfuls and I said, this corn is meaningful to me because it signifies the beginning of how this all started. So, yeah, that's an interesting concept you bring up.
That's pretty neat. And then, Brent, you were saying that this might be tax deductible, right?
Yeah, we of course we ask each farmer to consult their tax advisor on how they make the donation, but most of them just donate the grain directly from their elevator, just transfer it right into Pella Christian's account, and then Pella Christian usually makes the decision on when to sell. Of course, that's usually done pretty close to the time frame that's donated, because that's about what the farmer is assuming that he's going to donate, whatever the cost is, you know, on that day or close to that day. So we're not in the business of investing and handling funds, so we usually just turn it to cash.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with the fundraising efforts by the Pella Christian Finance Committee with Maury Blankenspor, Bryce Arkema, and Brent Pearson. Bryce, every time I walk into this facility, I'm just amazed. It's a beautiful facility. Do you recall ballpark what kinds of monies it took to put this up?
Yes, way back originally when we did this, so when the groundwork was being laid, we had the Eagle partners that got together to bring the ground together, get it all organized, and we were looking at the approximate cost at that time of $22 to $23 million to start out by getting this all put together. So a lot of donated hours and equipment cost and what different aspects of it have helped to keep the cost of the total complex a lot more reasonable than if it would all been out for bids and had been paid for by cash donations all the way. So,
well, and as Maury says, everybody thinks it's all over with. The building is up, it looks nice, planting trees, et cetera, but the fundraising isn't over, is it?
That is correct. We always say that the last million is what takes the hardest and the most intense work to raise. And as a committee, we feel blessed in the position that we are in, but yet God still has work laying ahead of us to do to get this completed. So this grain thing is like we're commanded to do in the Bible. This is a first fruits type of a giving. What God blesses us with, that way we can give it back to Him first in that way. And being an agricultural producer myself, that's the way God has blessed us. He commands us to give first back to Him, and then He will take care of us and bless us the rest of the way.
And so how much more money is needed?
At this time, our goal is at $800,000 to raise to complete the campaign.
All right, so some work to do.
Some work to do. Not, if you look at the scope of things, that's a small percentage, but yet that can be the hardest part to raise.
So $800,000, you've already have 20 plus million or in kind.
That is correct. That is behind us already.
Well, that was pretty fast. I mean, if you think about it, that's a lot of money and not that long of a time. This committee's done some pretty good work.
Well, that's true. Even though when you say that's pretty fast, we feel we've been at it a while. And we just feel we need to get it finished now so we can move on to other things. There are a lot of other causes out there that are worthy of consideration and worthy of people's donations, and we realize that. And our constituency has been great in rallying around and trying to get this finished. And we're pleased in the sense that we were able to do the whole thing. You know, when we started, some people said, what we really need desperately are athletic fields, because all we had at our old campus was a girls' softball diamond. That's what we had, and a practice field for soccer. Well, then we introduced football, and Pella Community was gracious to allow us to rent their facility for several years for our football team and their field. And now we have our own softball, baseball, tennis courts, softball, our football complex. So we have all our outdoor facilities. And some people said, well, let's do that first. Let's make sure we get what we desperately need initially. But we're thankful that the people who started on the planning committee said, we need the building. We need the classroom space. We need an auditorium, a chapel. And we're thankful now that the committee had that foresight to say, you know, we're not going to put our athletic fields out there first and hope the rest comes. We did what we felt needed priority attention. So we feel very blessed that that's where we're at, and I think others have more comment on that as well.
Well, I just want to give a little bit of credit where credit is due. This is actually the second finance team. The first finance team raised the first capital campaign of $20 million. And the second finance team came into play when our constituency decided to go ahead and borrow the funds to finish our sports complex. And so we'd been challenged to raise $1.5 million. And we're trying to get that wrapped up. But the initial finance team did a lot of work, and they raised a lot of money, and they set the they set the groundwork for us to continue when we took over to raise the remaining funds for our outside boarding venues.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the fundraising efforts by the Pella Christian Finance Committee with Maury Blankenspor, Bryce Arkema, and Brent Pearson. So there aren't any kids around anymore that started in the old facility and finished up in this facility, are there?
That's right. Those kids just completed their stay here.
What were their thoughts on the transition? They started as freshmen in the old facility. They finished as seniors. Do you remember any conversations you had with any of those kids on their perspective on the change, what this brought to them?
I think all of the classes were excited to move because they saw the project developing. Actually, when we moved in January, there were a few of the seniors who said, you know, I went 3.5 years in that old building. I'd really like to just finish up there. But I think once they were in this facility for a month, they thought, you know, we're really privileged. We get to graduate from this building here. And there was that initial reservation among some of the seniors. But once we were here, they were excited. Now, I can't read everybody's mind, but those were comments I heard in the hallway. And now when people come back for class reunions, you know, we recently had a class reunion of the class of 1956. Well, they never spent time in this building, obviously. And those who graduated in 1941 never spent time in the building at 604 Jefferson. But yet, the covenant concept that this goes on, this is God's way of providing Christian education through the decades, they have an allegiance to Pella Christian High School, and we're happy to see that. And now those people who graduated 50 years ago come back for reunions and say, wow, isn't it amazing the way the Lord has directed this?
So let's think about the change. Let's think about what this new facility has to offer to remind people that might not come here, the change, that what they would actually be funding with respect to the kids' education. What's better about this facility?
One thing I think is the design of the building, the logistics of moving from classroom to classroom, the fact that the music department is located where it is in the building allows them to practice to their heart's content with loud sounds and instruments praising God without disrupting the classroom activity. It's laid out. The design is such that doesn't distract kids who are in the classroom. The fact that all the lab related classrooms are on the first floor, the physics lab, computer labs, two computer labs, the biology lab, the chemistry lab. If you stand at one point in this building and you sort of look around, you can see that the planning team, the architects, did an amazing job. Those in the planning teams visited other schools and said, what's good about their plan? What's good about the way they've designed their building? And so that's one thing I think is a real advantage here. Plus the fact that, you know, our auditorium is being used for more and more public community events, and people appreciate the way the auditorium is laid out, especially the acoustical features and design. It's interesting that a person who graduated from Pella Christian in the 1980s is now an acoustical engineer in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he has his own business, and he came back to help with all the acoustical design. And we find that it's worked out so well. Sometimes people say, well, are there changes you would make? Are there... If you had to do it over, are there changes? And so I suppose occasionally we say, well, maybe we should have done this. But by and large, we don't hear that comment a lot. Not to say that we, you know, we're perfect in planning, but we do hear a lot of comments from people who come and say the layout of the building is certainly very practical and very efficient.
Bryce, why do you think it's important for people to donate, and who would you ask to donate to this cause?
I think one of the big reasons to get people to donate is because with that donation, you feel that ownership aspect of being involved in a nonprofit organization like this. And if you have ownership, you just have more of an in-depth feel of a thing that you can say that I was a part of it. This has been a, you know, truly a great thing. And we have the committed people that have always been very good at donating. And those are the ones that have really made this work. And those are the ones that we also look to help us retire this debt as we focus on trying to finish this out in the next year and a half.
And I think to add to that, it's very important that we make the handoff to the next generation. The people with the vision and direction to build this facility, to make that initial push, is truly amazing. And the next generation, families that have kids in this school or kids that will eventually come to this school, as Bryce said, need to feel that ownership. And to pass that on to the next generation, that feeling that I made a contribution, I'm part of the family, is important. And that's also what we need to get this goal done. To raise this last $800,000, we need everyone on board.
Something to add, Mary?
Well, first of all, Dr. Bob, thanks for coming to join us this morning. Our finance team has been meeting here at 6 o'clock every Tuesday morning for the last number of weeks. We don't remember how many. And we're trying to lay the groundwork for this push that we're going to do. So we just feel like, you know, we want to thank not only our constituents, but also the community. When we started this campaign, we had a separate community campaign as well. And, you know, Mark and Lori Ellingson from the community were very helpful in spearheading that. And we just are so appreciative of the support we get from the Pella and surrounding community as well. And so this is a way to publicly thank them, too, for their help along the way.
Thanks to Maury Blankenspor, Bryce Arkema, and Brent Pearson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.